So today we have the pleasure, actually, of speaking to both Larry Napier, the mentor, and Dr. Alex Lloyd, the prodigy. So Larry and Alex, welcome to the call.
Great to be here, Lori.
Okay, great. And again, this is one of the weekly teleseminars for Living from the Heart. And this is to prepare for the Living from the Heart seminar that we are holding in August 18th and 19th in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're very excited about that. This is more than life-changing information. It's a new way to interact with yourself and with the world. And what I'd like to do first is actually to do a quick review of last week's call before we dive in. Now, last week we talked to Larry Napier, and he said that we have actually lost the meaning of the heart, what it is, where it is, and how to get there, which is all very important. And he also said that we have to start at the beginning. Now, he described this as ancient Hebrew and nature, so there are two different places that we can look for that. And then he also said that we have to learn a foreign language. Now, Larry, this is where I want to bring you in and ask you a question. Do we actually have to learn a foreign language? Are we going to have to learn Hebrew before we can start this journey?
No, we don't, but it's a great question. Ancient Hebrew is the keys to that unlocks the door to all of this, but the fact of the matter is it's very simple to get those pieces down. The language that we have to learn is foreign to us because it was the one we were birthed with. It's the one we were an expert at until the grown-ups in our lives taught us the language of the outer court out here. They taught us the language of logic and the language of words by definition, and in that process we lost that whole language that was totally dealing from a visual context and learning by what we saw and orienting all that from the interior without words, wasn't it? Amazing what takes place in children. So that's really where that's all about. But the language, it's foreign to us now. I'll be 64 next week, and I can tell you that it's been an amazing thing in my life to discover that the fundamental language, the one that means everything to my life and controls everything in my life, that nobody taught me how to go there, nobody taught me it was important. And so that's what this is really all about. But it's a great question. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So the language of the heart, that's what we're learning. Okay. Now, Larry, the email we sent out this week had some very surprising revelations in it, and I'd like for you to tell us some more about those revelations.
I hope everybody got those. I'll try to summarize those really quickly because that's just a little potpourri of what's involved in this whole the whole Living from the Heart seminar. The fact of the matter is simply this. Often when Alex and I have talked about this over the years to people, fundamentally people wonder if they really can get this. Is this going to be over my head? Is this something I can really get a hold of? And the fact of the matter is every single person on this phone is a genius and proves it every single day. So we're all brilliant. And nobody proves their brilliance more than babies. We use Leonardo da Vinci because da Vinci himself said that anyone that uses anything other than nature as a model for his thought processes is a fool. So that's pretty strong, isn't it? But there's so many pieces of evidence. And, of course, Alex's expertise has been to turn and go to the scientific realm and really integrate the things that we talked about earlier in heart and have all this empirical scientific data. And it's more every day, and every new piece validates even stronger what we're teaching. So that's really important. But there is a general revolution that's been out there that one of the slides reflects on, and it is simply this. It started with brain-damaged children. And that first book was called How to Teach Your Baby to Read. Then they did How to Teach Your Baby Math. In that particular piece, How to Teach Your Baby Math, it shows a mother teaching a baby math. And I mean a baby. I do not mean someone who can talk. And the fact of the matter is, Laurie, that they've got 2.5-year-old children that as quick as they can articulate can do math in ways that you and I can't. For example, they start teaching these babies, get this, at 3 days old. 3 days. With a big red circle colored in on a sheet of paper, and they say to the baby, that's one, and they teach that baby math intuitively. Now, those 2.5-year-olds, Laurie, when they grow up, can drive down the highway, and they look in a field, and they say, there's 67 cows. because they know what 67 looks like. In other words, they don't teach these children by symbols. And they're absolute geniuses, and they learn with brain-damaged children who, by the time they got these brain-damaged children, and had them 2.5 to 3 years old, they were being able to do feats that the 17-year-olds across the street at the high school couldn't do. And this is not a secret. These books have sold a few million copies, but because of the structure of the old environment that we were taught by, it's not penetrated. The walls of self-protection around the educational system. So we're all geniuses, and it's proven all the time. One of the wonderful things that we'll be dealing with in a great amount of detail here is how everything outside is a metaphor for the way we were made on the inside. One of the wonderful things to do is if you will go out, every single person on the first starry, the first night that is just as much stars as you can see, if you put your fist up in the air and look at your fist, at the end of your fist is a picture that you can't see without the telescope. But there'd be 10 million stars in your fist, 10 million. And it's a metaphor of you. I love, and we'll go into more detail about some of these aspects, but when the Hubble telescope came along, they finally got the lens after some years, and they went out there and they found these massive formations out there that were so huge they're not even funny, and it's just a little speck or something you can't even see with your eye. In other words, the further out you get, the bigger it's getting. And is there anything in the universe like those billions of stars out there that are massive in size and those nebula? Is there anything like that in the whole universe? Yeah, you. You're just like that. In fact, you're beyond that. We've got 10 million sensory receptors inside our interior, 10 million that allow us to taste, feel, touch, smell, hear. 10 million sensory receptors. There's 100 billion nerve cells. And there's 1,000 trillion, that's quadrillion synapses that we know about today. A quadrillion synapses that take place inside you storing pictures and information. Now, the implications of this are off the chart. That's more than there are stars out there that you have in your interior. So here's what it means. It means you're an absolute genius, and it means we're a billion times better equipped, please hear this, to experience the world inside our hearts than we are the one outside. Oh, my. What did I just say? Let me say it one more time. We're a billion times better equipped to experience the world inside than we are the one outside. And the one inside is the one that controls how we really feel, how we really experience, how we really attempt, how we really experience, and how we have peak performance in this world that is outside. So it's all about meaning, Lori. It's all about touching the very depths of who we are and to learn a process. It's a path. It's a whole goal before us, and it's a place. This is what we're all about, learning to live from the heart and peak performance.
Great, and we're going to be talking with Alex in just a few minutes here about how we do live from that inside world. And before we do that, I want to ask you about the 18th and the 19th. Now, it is very obvious that in talking to you and receiving these emails that you have a lot of expectation about what's going to happen on these 2 days. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I need the 2 seminars to really reflect it. It's basically this. When Alex and I met, something really wonderful happened. And not only did it happen inside us in regard to each other, but what we were sensing was going to take place and the fruit was going to be born by that. And so after all these years, we're now having an opportunity to bring what we've learned, what we're learning together, put it in one place. And the timing of this is just incredible. It's not in the realm to me of human calculations, not in the human thought. So a lot of people like the word divine appointments. I have zero problem with that word. I really believe that something monumental is going to take place and that it will be something that can affect our lives and have a very synergistic effect. There's all kinds of things that are taking place, outcroppings around the world of pieces of information that reflect the very truths that what we're seeking to do is to say, let's go put that in the proper framework. let's go put that in a place so that when you read new scientific breakthroughs in the future, you'll know what eyes to look at that from, and you actually will be able to plug in scientific breakthroughs beyond where the scientist himself is putting them in place, beyond what learning is taking place other places, peak performance, all things, because the language of the heart is not being clearly articulated, and people that touch it, and we touch it all day long, but people that are touching it are not clearly identifying what it is, where it is, and why it operates that way. And that's where Alex and I are on a search to learn all we can, but we really believe that there is a new breakthrough that is going to take place next weekend. I mean, we really expect something that is different, more than he's experienced, more than I've experienced, and more than the people that have come together, brought their hearts and who they are together with us. So that we're really expectant, and encourage everybody, any way you can get there, get there. Let's go change the world together.
Hey, Lori, can I interrupt here for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
No, but about the question that you just asked and what Larry just said, I've had the wonderful privilege for the last 6+ years to be a part of the Healing Codes and the start of that, and seeing it grow to where it is now. And in that time, Lori, and you're well aware of this, as are a lot of other people who've been involved with the Healing Codes, I've had people all over the world from housewives and electricians and plumbers to business executives, best-selling authors like Mark Victor Hansen, and many, many others who have experienced the Healing Codes and told me, I've tried everything out there in the world in this field, and I've never experienced anything like this. Larry has been teaching a lot of these principles of the living from the heart for the last 2 or 3 decades to the same types of people, to best-selling authors, housewives, engineers, you name it. And he has been told those same kinds of things strictly about this information. I know everything that's out there. I've researched all this stuff in the peak performance field, in the success field, in the spirituality field. I have never heard this anywhere before, and it has changed my life profoundly. And the reason Larry and I are so excited, or one of the reasons, is that next Saturday and Sunday will be the first time that we have been able to share together at the same time, because while so much of my understanding of the heart originated with Larry, Larry's right, God has taken me in kind of a little bit different direction, which is more the scientific validation of all of this stuff. So even though we kind of come from the same place, our messages are different and will cover different ground. But there are people coming, some famous people coming to these 2 days because they have been profoundly impacted by both of us, by the Healing Codes and by Larry's seminars. And they've been saying for years, you've got to get these two things together, kind of like the old commercials where the Hershey chocolate bar and the peanut butter, accidentally crashed together, and somebody tasted it and said, wow, this should have been together all along. And I think we feel some of that. And I believe, too, like Larry said, that something's going to happen. And I don't know what it is, but something's going to happen.
Well, it's very exciting on both ends, and as I've said before, the more that I talk to Larry, the more I get a feel for what he is teaching and what is possible from that teaching. And then, of course, I think everyone on the call knows how much I've been impacted by the Healing Codes and how many other people have been, and so it does sound like a real powerful combination that we're going to be dealing with here. Okay, Larry, was there anything else that you'd like to add on to your answer about the 18th and 19th? Okay. Well, Alex, what we're going to do then is bring you out, and we do have a few questions for you here. And this is your more scientific approach that we're going for here. First of all, what is the key element in changing our life?
Well, that's a big question, first of all. What's the key element in changing our life? I mean, good night. That, what a question. But I think to address that, you have to look at, okay, well, if there is a key element, it has to be a thing of such foundation and of such origin that it affects everything else. And if you don't do anything else but change this, it will still affect everything else. If you do everything else but don't do this, you'll still have your problem. If there exists a thing that could be the key element in changing your life to anybody and everybody on the planet, it would have to fall into those parameters. It would just have to, or else there's not a key element, or it's different for every person. I believe there is a key element. And it is this, in my opinion, that the language of the heart is pictures, not words, not left brain linear thinking. The language, and the reason that is a big deal is because we, most of us, live our life from the time we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed at night in words. And that's how we figure out our goals. That's how we figure out what we're going to do. Even when we're not talking words, we're thinking words. And we try to live on that logical level. And I'm not against logic. I'm cool with logic. I try to be logical, I guess. Now, my wife might disagree with that sometimes. But I believe the key element, and you're not going to understand this fully until we explain the rest of the story, but I believe the key element is that the language of the heart is not words, it's pictures.
So how do we actually make these changes that we're talking about in our lives?
Well, if that's true, and we're going to leave it up to you to decide, those of you who come to the seminar, and we'll present the evidence. Larry will present the theory. I'll present research from science. Actually, it's not that clear cut. Both of us will present some of that. But we'll let you decide. But if that's true, and if it's the key element, you have to change the pictures. You have to change the picture that your heart is looking at, because at any given moment, let's say what you're thinking about is, okay, I want to start a company that makes $1 million next year, okay? Well, I can almost guarantee you that you are thinking one thing with your head in words, but your heart is looking at a picture that may be very, very different, possibly even 180 degrees different. It happens all the time. It is probably the rule rather than the exception. And if that's the case, you will not start a company that makes $1 million next year. Because when the heart and the head conflict, the heart wins, period, end of story.
Right.
So if you're going to make that key change, you have to change the pictures that your heart is looking at that is causing your ill health, that is blocking you from the success that you want, that is preventing intimate relationships. You have to change the picture.
Okay, so this is actually tying back in with what Larry's talking about as far as the language of the heart.
That's right.
You have to have all these pieces in order to be able to make change, because otherwise it doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Great. Well, what I'd like to do now is to actually bring the operator out so that we can take some Q&A. Yes.
Let me add just one thing that just came up out of my heart. it's amazing the things that are taking place in the world and the outcroppings that have taken place here from 82 from when Sperry did his left brain, right brain research to what we're talking about. The study that my study was 84 that got me on this path, so I didn't even know left brain, right brain existed because I was a psychology major in school, but Sperry's breakthrough with Nobel was in 82, and that's where the publicity coming from there. Think of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose Driven Life. That book's 15 million. Now, I know the content of that book is really, really important, but I will tell you that I believe that it sold millions on the basis of the title alone, because Viktor Frankl, remember, the whole thing was the search for meaning, his whole context of how he survived the camps and what it was about, and he went to the point of saying, greater than the seeking for pleasure and pain, down deeper than that, in every single person is meaning. Why am I here, and what is the purpose of my existence? And if that's not answered from the heart, it will never be answered adequately.
So can you tie that in for us?
Well, that's the whole point. Remember that we're bound back 3 weeks ago. Definitions are in the head, meanings in the heart. We do not know what a word means just because we can define it. I love you, Lori. What does that mean? I can say the words all day long, and nothing about me reflect that at a level down in the heart. So what we're really talking about is obvious logic and analytical and all that has its place. It's how you evaluate whether what somebody believes in their heart is true or false. Objective evaluation is really, really important to keep us from going off in la-la land, because the heart's full of all kinds of stuff, and a whole bunch of it's not good, not right, or true. So the objective is there to validate what Alex believes, what somebody else believes, as much as that is possible. But that's what it's all about, is finding your purpose for existence while you are really here. Means you got one set of pictures right now. There's people all over phone right now with us would say, well, I don't know what my purpose in life is, because your heart says, well, I don't see anything here in the future for me that is causing me to be excited about why I'm here. So why am I here? We just stay busy to keep from dealing with that question. But it's absolutely proven that the deepest thing down inside each one of us is the search for meaning and the search for purpose. Why am I here? You can't get that answered until you learn the language of the heart.
Okay. All right. I understand now. All right, let's grab some of those questions here. Do we have the operator on the line?